The Wetzel Hall dorm at Western Illinois University no longer exists, except in the hearts and memories of those who lived and worked there. The 13-story building was imploded over the weekend during an event that drew hundreds of spectators. Public Radio's Rich Egger was there and has this story.
Many of those people gathered in Q Lot, the massive parking lot just west of Wetzel Hall. Campus police kept them a safe distance back while the music blared and breakfast was served. It felt similar to a tailgate party. Just before 7 a.m., everything was ready to roll.
1 minute warning.
And before you knew it, the big moment arrived. One witness described it as sounding like timpani drums. The building collapsed inward in a huge cloud of dust. It was an emotional moment for Jason Nelson.
It was actually pretty upsetting to see it go.
Why do you suppose so?
The memories that I have there, all the friends that I've made that I still talk to now, the people that I've met, getting through school, the late nights, up studying, study groups, just the good and the bad times seem just all good right now.
Nelson lived in Wetzel from 2002 to 2004. He's now a catering supervisor for Sodexo at Western. Nelson was in Q Lot to work and did not expect such feelings to surface.
After it went down, my heart just sank. It was a very hard thing to watch.
Kevin and Lynn Betts of Appleton, Wisconsin, felt the same way. They met years ago as students when they were on the orientation staff at Wetzel and helped fellow students move in. Kevin and Lynn had an on-and-off relationship for a while. Now they've been married 29 years. It all started in a building they just watched come tumbling down.
I thought I'd be more in control, but when it came down, when it was a cloud of smoke, I kind of lost it.
Killed me.
But, you know, we still have the memories.
We have the memories.
Friends and my wife.
Right. But
and they're
now,
here. All of our friends are here.
All our friends are here. But now when we come and we go to see Wetzel, it's not there.
Well, they're going to have a kind of a memorial thing there, you know, so you can remember it. So it's bittersweet. It's
bittersweet.
You know,
yeah, it's a
new chapter for Western.
You build a lifetime of memories, and it came down in a hurry, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah, and that's when it hit me. I was fine. I knew she was going to be upset. Then it kicked in for me, too.
My video is not worthy. It shook because I was crying. I can't even post it. I'm going to have to find somebody who has one that's in control. I'm a baby, but, it's a very sentimental and important thing to us.
We have great memories that we're not going to lose, so we still have that. So.
More than 20,000 people have memories of Wetzel. That's how many students lived in the dorm in the years since it was built in 1970. The university took it offline in 2009. Asbestos abatement work began last October. Contractors have been removing salvageable metals and other items since May. Just a shell of the building remained when that timpani drum-like sound shattered the calm morning air. The implosion was done so early in case anything came up to delay it. Cleanup crews wanted to start clearing the site during daylight hours. But Ted Renner of Western's physical plant says the university heard from some who did not like the idea of a 7 a.m. implosion.
We had a lot of people call and say, oh, can you move it back to maybe 8 or 9 o'clock? You know, we don't really want to get out of bed at 7 a.m. And we literally had people call us and ask us that. And we said, no, you know, we're going to kind of go with this as it is.
Contractors from Controlled Demolition Incorporated and Brandenburg Industrial Services say the implosion came off perfectly. There is quite a bit of dust around the site, coating the grass, bushes, and concrete. The cleanup of the massive pile of rubble will continue for the rest of the summer. The university will eventually turn the site into a park. It could look nice, but for Jason Nelson and Kevin and Lynn Betts and thousands of others, it will never be quite the same as the place they once called home. Rich Egger reporting.